Hey, I hope bar prep is going well. I have basically been in hell with it. I've started having migraines again. Last ones were in 1995. My main computer became virus-infected 2 weeks ago. My ex-husband left me for Australia until the week before our bar exam, leaving me with all 9 animals, 2 of whom are dying. I've had a death in my family. My best friend just miscarried, etc. I fully expect to fail. And if I do, I will be doing Barbary for July. Self-study has not been easy at all, especially given the factors above. Okay, so why am I emailing? This is all hearsay, I realize, but Bob told me that I was second in our class just prior to the fall semester. I really did not even think I would be in the top 10, given that my 4.0 started slipping during my 2-year divorce process. He said that you were practically tied with me for second. I have always known that Alan would be graduating valedictorian. I think he has only made 1 B. Anyway, he said that he got this info from Chris in the office. Again, this may all be a load of balls, because having to make a speech at graduation is the last thing I would ever want to do in life. I made a conscious effort to make a B this past semester by not studying for my finals. I was successful. I ended up with 3 A's and 1 B. My final GPA is 3.78 overall. If what Bob told me is true, this would hopefully put you in second. I really think you deserve to be second. I have not put in any effort whatsoever since fall 2008. Would you please look at your GPA and verify that it is higher than mine? I would really like to know that I will not be giving a speech. Likewise, assuming Rob's information is accurate, you might appreciate knowing that you will have to give a speech ahead of time, since they inform you the night of the banquet. Also, if you would rather not be involved at all, that is fine. I will not take it personally. I really hope you finish second. Your classroom performance is stellar, just like Alan's. My life has just been a wreck these past couple of years, and I have not been as studious as I should have been. But even if I had been, I really would hate to have to give a graduation speech. I just really dislike the idea immensely. I hope this makes sense. I would have contacted you via Facebook, but I have deactivated my account temporarily. I am now engaged to a man I grew up with, and this fact has been generating, on average, about 30 emails and or comments per day. So, I decided that FB needed to go off until after the bar exam. Kelly.